You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
It's going down right here.
I am hungry this morning, looking at the spread over here at Rock and Raleigh's as the people that came to support the Big Ten tournament are chomping down on their breakfast. Matt Modica, when you left out, why did the music stop so abruptly? Matt Modica, when you left out, some Purdue Boilermaker fans were taking pictures in, of me.
Oh, were they really? Yeah. As I was outside of the studio, a mother was trying to bribe her child, saying, "Don't worry, I will get you a big plate of pancakes."
Nice.
Now I'm suddenly craving pancakes.
Now I want some pancakes,
too. Is that offer extended to me?
I'll we should put it on our Fearless Leaders tab. I'm not going to do that.
Actually, you know what? Speaking of breakfast, Corey, and you're talking about the time it is, so I got this in an argument with somebody the other day, and they said they were going to brunch, and it was noon. I was like, it's lunch. You can't just call it brunch. At noon, it's lunch. You're just having breakfast for lunch.
Now, this is interesting that you mentioned this, Jay, because brunch is a big deal in New York City right now, right? I don't know.
Brunch is done at 11, maybe 11:30 at the most.
See, this is what it is. It's different, Jake. This is what I've been told, right? Because, like, the culture is really into brunch right now. I don't know why. I'm like, why all of a sudden everybody going to brunch? And it be popping, too.
It's a social thing.
No, yes, it really is. It's like they have champagne, bottomless mimosas.
That's the thing. They want to be able to have their mimosas.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning. What the hell is wrong with y'all? Bottomless mimosas, and it's a DJ, and they smoking hookah. And I'm like, I'm not interested. But brunch now, Jake, is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Nah, that's dumb.
That's ridiculous.
It's more for the brunch menu.
Yeah, okay, that's what it
really
is.
For. Hey, look, I don't mind. I could eat all day long. You know, I had that big boy breakfast, and on the way home, I stopped at Subway to get myself a tuna wrap for later for lunch, and by 12 o'clock, I was eating that.
Yeah, there you go. So, no matter whatever you want to do, it could be accommodated. But brunch is a wild thing. It's a big thing right now. They got the spot around the corner from me where this Jemele Hill had brunch there a couple weekends ago. She was out there. I was like, oh, that's Jemele Hill. And then it's another place called Amy Roof's on 116th Street. Now, I don't know why I'm saying this. They haven't given me a dime or a free meal. But they have a line out the door for brunch. And then it's another spot called the Red Rooster. And they have a line out the door for brunch, and they'd be fancy people. You know what I'm saying? Uppity, Leon, you know?
Leroy.
Yeah, Leroy. You're like, Leroy. Oh, wow, y'all are getting real fancy now. Leonard, like, what's going on?
I always find funny across the street from us is that great bagel store.
Yeah.
And it is fantastic bagels. But there's, like, the line out there, especially Saturday mornings. I'm not waiting
amazing.
For a bagel for that long. I mean, they're good. Don't get me wrong.
Jake, you know the place right across the street from where we at in the hotel? The bagel spot, the line.
The bagels and coffee?
Yeah.
I stopped in there twice while I've been up there.
Was it that amazing?
It's good. I would have.
Okay.
No. I wouldn't stand in line outside. Then the only reason I stood inside, I've never stood outside. The only reason I was in the line inside because at least it moves quickly. But
okay.
Once that hit outside, there's no way I'm standing in. If you know if it's raining or super cold or super hot, wasn't that good.
I'm not an outside line guy. Oh, this is Bone Thugs and Harmony, the first of the month. Oh, we get
stuff is supposed to happen on the first of the month, right?
At least so.
When we come back, I want to talk about J.R. Smith. I want to find out why J.R. Smith was suspended, and I want to tell you how wild J.R. Smith is. I got a J.R. Smith story to share with y'all, and then we'll talk about the St. Louis Cardinals rotation. It's FSTOT.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple, iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
Here we are at the end of round 6. Two starters, three outfielders, second base. What's your grade on lineup construction?
I like the first three picks with Trout, Strasburg, and Benintendi because I feel if you're picking on the end and you want a pitcher there, you're going to have to take him. So I'm fine with the first three. Albie seems a little bit early. So
he said that he wants to hit 340 steals. So
I want 5 supermodels in my bed right now. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Weekdays 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on popular podcast providers.
Skick's sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skick's canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skick's helps fans perform better. Go to Skick's.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. At Skick's.com, Skick's sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
It's popping off.
There are so many movies we have to get to for Ashley. We're going to be backlogged for years.
Let's just hope this show keeps going.
Just so we can get Ashley up on the movies that she needs to see. And if we make it to Halloween, I'm dressing up like a troll doll.
If you dress up like a troll doll, I'll do it.
All right. You have to spray paint your hair pink.
Don't play with me.
I said this on the first show that we did. If our show lasts through Halloween, I will dress up like a troll doll.
Pete, are you going to do it? You're going to get
away? Solidarity?
Sure.
Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Shout out to Bone Thugs and Harmony. They had that couple jams. And the Crossroads was the jam too. And actually, well, never mind. That's too much. So last night we was down here and it was getting ready. We was down in the Fantasy Pit of Misery on the fourth floor. And it was getting ready for I still got time to get to the Cardinals pictures. Okay. It was getting ready for people was doing shows and stuff. He was working. He was grinding last night. And then we had the Craig Carton game show where we go out in the streets of New York. Good times, right? So he's grinding, getting ready for that. So I'm listening to Game Time Decisions with the homie Gabe and my guy Cam Stewart and, of course, the legendary Tony Sincotta. So they're doing this program, and then Tony has the breaking news that J.R. Smith was suspended from the game for conduct detrimental to the team. Tony went on to call him J.R. Reed at some point. And I'm like, J.R. Reed? J.R. Reed ain't been in the league in 20 damn years, Tony. Obviously, he misspoke, but I found that to be amusing. but so I'm thinking to myself, wow, J.R. Smith, wow, dude. I wonder what J.R. Smith did to get a one-game suspension from Coach Lou and the Cleveland Cavaliers. It comes to find out, J.R. Smith threw a bowl of soup at the assistant coach during the shoot-around. Now, I don't know if the soup was hot or not, but Matt, what the hell is wrong with J.R. Smith?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean, that can't be tolerated. Yeah. You really
can't. You could have burnt the man up. I don't know if it was hot soup or not, but you would think
If it was hot, then, you know, that's...
assault!
Assault. But, yeah, you can't have it. I mean, I always go back to Latrell Sprewell's choking out P.J. Carlitzimo. Yeah. And
Latrell Sprewell was in the hotel the other day.
Was he?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Be careful. Yeah.
You're hiding your neck. Like.
I know, right? Everybody was looking around like, don't choke me, Latrell.
Bunch of turtles here.
Yeah. Sprewell used to rock the cornrows. He was, like, before people was rocking the cornrows, was an intimidating dude. But he was, like, a natural scorer. Kind of like J.R. Smith. So one thing about J.R. Smith, J.R. Smith get hot. J.R. Smith will light it up. J.R. Smith is a cat from out here. He's from Newark. He's from the Newark, New Jersey area, Jake. Now, did you hear this thing, Jake, with J.R. Smith being suspended for throwing soup at the assistant coach?
I saw it like 2 minutes before we came back, and okay. It's just the weirdest thing I've seen in a long time. Like I wouldn't be surprised if he suspended more than just a game. I mean, dude, it's a disrespect. It's insubordination, and like you said, the assault. I'm not even going to go down that road. It's funny to joke about, but the fact is, it's just seriously, like, what kind of child are you? 3 years old?
Yeah. So, for the most part, J.R. Smith has had a rocky NBA career. He got out there to Denver, and, you know, when he came, J.R. Smith came from straight from high school. He went to, I think J.R. Smith went to Patterson Catholic. So, they got a basketball family. I think his older brother played and his younger brother tried to play. But J.R. Smith was the only one to make it to the NBA. Everybody know J.R. Smith tatted, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, the Cleveland Cavaliers celebration. And it looked like J.R. Smith was starting to put his career in the right direction. Now, because J.R. Smith has had several incidents. J.R. Smith wasn't always in the NBA. It was a time he only went to St. Benedict. Thanks a lot.
Tweet?
What's this? Hold on 1 second.
What you have for lunch?
Why are you throwing soup at people, J.R. Smith? So he went to St. Benedict's in, that's Chris, is that Newark or Jersey City? That's in Newark, New Jersey. Shout out to Brick City. So J.R. Smith goes out there, whatever, come from high school straight to the NBA. Goes to Denver. Something happens. J.R. Smith ends up in China playing basketball in China. When J.R. Smith was in China, it was a nightmare. Like, they was like, people in China was like, don't ever bring that such and such back to this country again. Let me tell you a story about what J.R. Smith did in China. Show you how childish J.R. Smith is. After the game, J.R. Smith came back to the hotel room in China and orders room service. They bring the room service up to J.R. Smith. As soon as the room service comes up, the guy get back downstairs, phone rings, J.R. Smith ordering room service again. So more or less, J.R. Smith kept ordering room service, but by the time the guy got back downstairs, he was bringing something back up to J.R. Smith. He did this for about 2 hours. For about 2 hours. When J.R. Smith checked out the hotel room, all of the food was still there. He did not eat not one single piece of the smooth food. That is childish and juvenile. He had a big fight out there at one of the arenas and stuff. People in China was like, please get J.R. Smith out of here. Keep J.R. Smith back in your country, back in Newark, New Jersey, whatever. A lot of different stories about J.R. Smith and the things that he does. But one time, this is what J.R. Smith kind of calmed down. You know the great NBA writer Adrian Wojnarowski? He wrote this hit piece on J.R. Smith, and it had the illest line ever. He said that J.R. Smith tried to walk around like he's some kind of hood tough guy. He said J.R. Smith family is come from a well-to-do family. He said J.R. Smith is nothing but a suburban spoiled jump shooter. Can you? That was burn right there,
that,
man.
That's like savage on the streets.
That is savage right there. When I read that, I felt bad for J.R. Smith. Adrian Wojnarowski, I don't know if I said his name right, Jake. He knows how to put pen to paper, and he really exposed J.R. Smith. What up, Chris?
J.R. Smith is from Freehold Township, New Jersey. That's one of, like, the nicest towns in the state of New Jersey.
J.R. Smith faking the funk. J.R. Smith ain't no... I'm not saying that. I'm quite sure it's tough dudes out there, whatever, but J.R. Smith tried to act
He's
like...
He's playing a character.
But exactly.
He's like Papa Doc in 8 Mile.
Yeah.
Clarence.
Yeah. J.R. Smith is playing a character. You know what I'm saying? J.R. Smith, you're not like, you know, what I'm saying, you know, you play ball, whatever. That's it, J.R. Smith. Just play ball and be cool. You don't got to pretend to be somebody you're not, Jake. And that's what aggravates me about J.R. Smith, because J.R. Smith's a well-educated, talented young man who don't have to pretend to be somebody he's not. Stop faking the funk.
As somebody that also is probably never going to learn because he's never had to.
Yeah, you're right. He's a spoiled, entitled athlete.
We've got some breaking news. Not really breaking. We got news, though. Let's just... Adam Lind has been signed by the New York Yankees.
Okay, Adam Lind. He played for the Nationals.
It's a minor league contract, but, you know, if...
Yeah, they tried that with Chris Carter last year.
Oh, yeah, that didn't work. You think he makes it up at some point? He's like a...
I think right now it's just an insurance policy. I mean, look, if... The one thing I would say, if Lynn did, like, say Bird got injured again, because he really hasn't been healthy throughout his career, it's a perfect park for him. I mean, I liked Adam Lynn a couple of years back when he was in Milwaukee because of the left-handed power, how that played there. And left-handed power just plays perfect for Yankee Stadium.
There you go right there, Adam Lynn. Does he still have a good bat? Like, does he still have the hand-eye coordination and the skills? Because
he was a good, like, pinch-hitter role player for the Nationals last year, so... You know, given the opportunity, if he ever got the chance there, he would be somebody I could see got hot for a little bit, and you were adding him on your team like some point in the season for a little bit.
What do you think about him, Jake? You think at some point this season he's going to get picked up?
I'd be surprised if he's on the roster from day one. It's just the bat insurance off the bat. Yeah, it's just like, look, left-handed bat on Yankee Stadium off the bench. His first base insurance, as Matt said, with Greg Bird. I think it makes a lot of sense. But I was joking about that. The point was, is more for the realistic part of it, is they tried it last year with Chris Carter. He can fill a role. He can DH some days if they need to. If somebody, you know, a couple of days of rest. The 10-day DL, what we have now, he can fill in for that when they have to slap somebody on there. So I think it makes sense. It's a good signing by them.
Dylan Chris on Twitter, he hit me up. He said J.R. Smith equal SoundCloud gangster rapper. That's not nice. Oh, speaking of Twitter, the people on downstairs on the Fantasy Pit of Misery on the fourth floor, if you check the at FNTSY radio feed, Dennis Roy with me as Black Panther is one of the greatest images ever. If you can, pop that up there. If you can, make work your magic down there and get that on the screen for the audience to see. That'd be pretty cool. They want me to come to Tout Wars dressed as Black Panther.
I think you should do it.
That Black Panther suit is expensive. I can imagine that suit costs a lot of money. Angela Bassett, if I'm not mistaken, they say Angela Bassett is Black Panther moms, right?
I believe she... I know she has a role in that, but like
Corey, just go buy a cheap ninja outfit and then just put like little ears on it.
Just don't do what they do on like 42nd Street. Like when I walk home every day, you see the Iron Man people with like these really terrible outfits. And first off, they got like pot bellies and stuff. And they're looking to get money for a picture.
I remember that one of them dudes tried to get $20 out of me for a picture one time. I was like, you better stop playing with me. So Angela Bassett play in the movie, right? Angela Bassett play homeboy, play Black Panther moms, right, Jake?
Yeah.
Angela Bassett has had, she's Black Panther mother.
She
right?
was amazing as Tina Turner.
She's Black Panther mother, Tina Turner. Didn't she lose? She lost one of her children and boys in the hood, right? Angela Bassett wasn't there. Oh yeah, no, Angela Bassett was in Boys in the Hood too. And then she's Black Panther mom. Somebody need to give her an Oscar already. Look at how much stuff she's been through in these movies.
And she even got a groove back.
And she got a groove back, too. What the hell?
Oscar for what she's been through in the movies.
Come on, now. Do something for Angela Bassett, y'all. The Academy needs to recognize the mother of the King of Wakanda. All right, so St. Louis Cardinals rotation coming up on the other side. We'll get serious. We'll start to break that stuff down. And then I see, Jake, because I just opened my computer back up. The Lamar Jackson thing is really getting carried away on Twitter. I'm not dealing with it. I'm not getting involved, Matt. You know what I'm saying? I just wish if you know, just make the, if you're going to be, you see the kid got quarterback talent, make him a quarterback. Don't rely on the NFL to do that. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it, Matt.
I agree. He has the opportunity.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson be fine, though. He'll get his money. He'll get played. I don't think he'll work out for anybody as a wide receiver. So that's his prerogative right there. When we come back on the other side, Rotation Nation, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Watch Craig Carton live, the top 8 at 9 on Twitch.tv from the Fantasy Sports Network Studio 34 every Monday through Thursday at 9 o'clock Eastern. Do you want to be a part of the show? Take part in the Twitch chat room and give me your opinions or call in 844-84-FNTSY. Go to twitch.tv/Craig Carton live and get in on the action. Come get some. It's Craig Carton live, the top 8 at 9, only on Twitch.tv.
The Fantasy Black Book is now opening its pages for your business.
There's how you're making up ground in home runs and RBIs if you take Trey Turner further. If you're that Trey Turner truther, for which I am not, him and Nelson Cruz, those are the prime guys, right?
I love this guy because I can look on the back of his baseball card and I know exactly what he's going to do. 35 bombs, that's fantastic. I can probably pencil in 100 rare ribbies. I think he's going to do more than both, but that's where I can pencil in 260 batting average, and I'll take that. Right. I'll take that gladly, Joe.
Listen every Sunday live, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Fantasy Sports News Desk, sponsored by New York Daily News.
Kiss was far and away my favorite band. I love Led Zeppelin, I love Queen, but I also love the Bee Gees and love Saturday Night Fever.
I love Saturday Night Fever.
Maybe the greatest soundtrack of all time. I think How Deep Is Your Love might be my favorite ballad of all time.
How deep is your love? Your love. I like that.
Yeah, and you're ruining it. Thank you.
Come on, man. You're not nice.
I'm a bad man.
Weekdays, 6 a.m. Eastern. Saturdays, 9 a.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Lar Michaels of CreatorSports.com and host of the Tout Wars Hour on the Fantasy Sports Network. Join Justin Mason and me at our new time, Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, as we break down the fantasy games you love with the biggest names in the industry. Plus, starting with the 2018 baseball season, we'll review the Tout Wars Fab Bits live on the show, hours before your league's waiver deadline. So join Justin, Lord Zola, and special guests every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern for the most in your fantasy sports world.
Fantasy Baseball Hour with Al Melchior.
If you buy into Gattis, you don't mind not being aggressive on the first two tiers. But if you're skeptical like me, you have a little more incentive to maybe get Gary Sanchez or Posey or Contreras or whoever.
Boy, catcher is just so thin. If you don't get one of those top two or three. But yeah. Sometimes I just want to wait till later and say, you know what, I'll take my crack on Austin Hedges. How much different is it going to be than Evan Gattis if the kid improves his batting average?
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Yeah, on fire like soup. Very good. Lloyd Banks.
I actually made some Progresso chicken soup last night.
I wouldn't mind. I am starving right now. My stomach is about to fall through my rectum. That's how hungry I am right now.
I am pretty hungry myself.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think. Oh, like we was doing the last night. I didn't have like a meal. I just was like nuggets here, this, that. You know what I'm saying? When you're grinding like this, it can be difficult at times. I see where Sean Miller has decided that he is going to stand his ground and try to.
Didn't the school back him on this or something? I saw.
Yeah, apparently now there's starting to be rumors that there is no Sean Miller on a wiretap. That may not be true. And Sean Miller came out, and like the school is backing him, and he's going to coach the team, whatever. And Sean Miller, I guess it's Shaq's son already decommitted, and then he's going to UCLA. So that sucks for him, because then they lost Shaq's son. If it's not true, that's messed up. So I don't know how that works. This is the wrong team. This is not the. I'm on the Phillies. For some odd reason, the Phillies were on my mind. Did you know anything about this, Matt? Did you see anything about this Sean Miller, the latest on Sean Miller?
I saw something last night where the athletic director and the president or something was backing Miller. Look, the contract that he got them to sign was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
He made more money if he got fired for Coors. So I guess the school, there's got to be maybe some truth to that. He's not on the wire. Maybe that's, you know. Somebody leaked that story and it's not true, possibly, because it's a really bad situation. I mean, I don't know, like, how could you even bet? They have lines, so how could you even bet on a game with Arizona right now?
No, you can't. Exactly, you can't. That's crazy. You know, especially if he was his own bag, man. That'd be wild. Jake, you heard? Do you have any breaking news on this Sean Miller thing at Louisville, Jake?
No, I'm just baffled by it, honestly, because if you have audio tape of him. I don't understand how he's going to say that he's not guilty. Exactly. I don't understand how the school's backing him. I don't understand how they bring him back while the investigation's still going and having him coaching and supporting him. The fans gave him a standing ovation. Like, this just, I'm baffled by this. I really have no answer for what's going on right now.
He should run for something in the state of Arizona. He
might seems as well. Very at popular. This point, you're right. College sports fans are really fanatics. Like, you know, like sometimes when they be cheering on their guy, like, yeah, you know, like even, well, I don't want to talk
well,
about
it. It is different, Penn though. State, like, you look at, like, these SEC schools, like Alabama. They don't have a baseball team and stuff. And that the Alabama football program is, like their life.
That's the whole thing.
365.
Yeah.
You know.
Sean Miller, Arizona, good basketball. Lute Olson, obviously, was the GOAT out there. But I feel bad that he lost Shaq's son, Sharif.
I'm not really feel going bad.
UCLA, about to say, then he's going to UCLA, so that'd be cool. Then you see Shaq at UCLA games. His pops played for the Lakers, and then he played for UCLA, so that's cool. I even took a picture, seen a picture on his Instagram with him, Shaq, and his mom, Shawnee. Now, his mom, Shawnee, Shaq's ex-wife, she is the executive producer of the Real Basketball's television franchise. So, like, you know. But you like Shaq lawyer game is so strong. He had it put into like when he found out she was doing this show. He had it like his lawyers was like he lawyered up, and his lawyers were like his name can never be mentioned on that program. So good job by you, Shaq. Make sure you're keeping your businesses together and stuff like that. Don't want nobody to slander you because them shows get kind of crazy sometimes. I think Gilbert Arenas did the same thing too. All right, let's go. Rotation Nation, the St. Louis Cardinals. This is one of my favorite guys, Jake. Right off the top. 26-year-old right-handed pitcher. I had him last year. If he's available for me, I try to get him again this year. It's my man Carlos Martinez.
Yeah, look, Carlos Martinez has a lot of upside, a lot of ability. I just think he's continually overrated. I just don't know that he's ever going to be better than what he – well, no, because it's only in the fantasy community. He's a great pitcher, but this is it. I don't see him jumping into that top tier. Actually, even not the top tier, the second tier. I'm talking about the fact that I don't think he's going to be there with the Bumgarners and the DeGroms and even now Severino. He just doesn't have that ability. It's nothing taken away from him. It's just he deserves to be in that third tier, which is a great pitcher. He's an amazing pitcher. But the fact is he's just – I think he's hit his ceiling. I think this is what he is. He's a great pitcher. He's in that Quintana range. I like him more a little bit more than Quintana, but he's in that range. He's just never going to be a Bumgarner and all those types, in my opinion.
That's interesting. I know a lot of people that like him like that. I even heard people say that they think Sun is an SP1.
I like him. I really do.
Is he an SP1?
If you run a rank of 1 to 15,
in a 15 team
then
league.
He's an SP1 for me.
Okay.
I like the strikeout percentage. The ground ball percentage is north of 50%. The thing he does need to correct and is get the command and the control under wraps here. That's the one bugaboo he does have. So, look, he's what? Going to be 27 now or something like that?
He's 26 in 4 months.
Okay, 26, even better. I think there is a next step to him. And even, like Jake says, even if there's not, this is still a hell of a pitcher. I mean, I'm not going to draft him as my one, but if he's my two, I'm ecstatic.
Okay, Jake, you.
Put it this way, he's Chris Archer.
Okay. Would you. Okay,
I think.
So say, would you like that? Say that's how you start your staff. Or what's Scott?
I have him ranked ahead of Archer.
Okay, you have him ranked ahead of Archer.
Spots
so let me ask you this, Jake. So say Scott don't like when you say fantasy rotation, right? Your fantasy staff. If you start him.
Oh, you can use rotation. Scott's not on the show.
I don't see Scott in the studio.
Okay. I just don't. Yeah.
Everybody understands what you're saying.
I understand, but he might call me tonight and talk about you said fantasy rotation today. And I'd be like, Scott, leave me alone.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. Fantasy rotation. Boom. Okay. Done.
All right. Would you start a fantasy
your
rotation?
Top five starters.
Martinez and Archer?
I have no problem with that, okay. But I don't go that early pitching back-to-back like that,
okay.
But I have no problem if you do. I have Archer ahead of Carlos Martinez. It's very close, and I'm not going to argue with you long if you want to go either way. The thing with Martinez is you're going to get a better ERA around the same whip, less strikeouts. So if you want to look at that, it's kind of just which way do you want to go with it. The fact is, you look at Matt mentioned it. He needs to get better control, but this is something that has been his entire career. The walk percentage and the walks per nine have always been an issue. His whip is never going to be that great. And if you look at his predictive, the XFIP and the FIP, it's always in that mid-3, close to 4 range. And I really think that's who he is. Again, not taking anything away from Carlos Martinez. It's just the people, like you said, the SP1, and I'm not even taking it to the SP1 because that's top 12. I have Archer at 12. I have Martinez at 18. And that gap between 12 and 18, I mean, we're talking less than a dollar. They're all back to back to back to back. You want to argue for one, I'm not going to sit there and argue with you. But to what Matt was saying, well, that he's an SP1, I agree with. If you want to talk about that, when I say SP1, I'm talking more of that upper top 7 tier, yeah. And I don't think he ever gets
the
there.
The top tier.
Yeah, for me, like, I've started teams with Aaron Nola and Carlos Martinez, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And for me, like, I'm also, with predictions, I'm a lot more conservative than a lot of the stuff I see.
Yeah.
And the fact that I predict a lot of the guys I have for, like, 330 to, like, that 360 range. And I think that's fine. Look, guys are going to beat that. I don't know exactly who's going to do it. I have ideas. But, you know, outside of, say, the top 5 pitchers or so, I think most of the guys are going to fall into a range where they're going to have a 320 ERA to a 360 ERA. And if you look at what the average earned run average has been, it's like almost 4.5 now for the league.
Yeah.
So if you get two guys that put up, one puts up a 338 ERA, the other one puts up a 351. I'll take that foundation. I will. As long as you're not paying, you know, the 7th overall pick for, say, Kershaw, if you start that foundation, you're a lot better off than you would think, because it's not the same as it was a couple of years ago.
So let's say, Jake, the St. Louis Cardinals qualify for the playoffs in the National League, and then you got to deal with these crazy-ass fans, right? And so who starts game 2 for this team?
I don't know that you have an answer right now.
Really?
I guess your answer might be Luke Weaver as of now, but I mean, it could be Waka. It could, and I mean, I don't know where they turn definitively right now.
Yeah, it's all going to depend on Michael Walker's season.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of people really like Walker. I'm kind of like in between. I understand what he can do. But he needs to be healthy and do it this year. This is like, you know, that put up or shut up kind of year. You're not paying a price for him where, you know, if he doesn't do it, it's going to hurt you. But, you know, I see both sides of the coin with Walker.
So, basically what I'm asking is Adam Wainwright washed up?
I think so.
You think so? Washed.
Yeah.
Done.
You know,
I have him at 118 for pitchers.
Oh, yeah, that's washed
they do
up.
They do have a lot of young depth. Like Luke Weaver, I don't own any shares of him. I think he goes too high. I'd rather take Luis Castillo over him. I'm a much bigger believer in Luis Castillo as of today for 2018. But they have Weaver. And they have Jack Flaherty, who at some point could get into this rotation. And Alex Reyes.
They like Michaelis.
Yeah. But I'm saying out of these young guys, Reyes is maybe going to start in the bullpen, or they're going to keep him in extended spring training. And if he's healthy and ready to go, you probably see him in the rotation at some point. And as Jake just said, the import who was pitching in he was pitching in Korea, right?
Miles Mikolas, or however you want to say his last name. We still haven't figured it out yet.
I don't know. We got to get the pronunciation guide on that one.
Oh, well, we've got different ones. We need like his mom or him to say it himself.
Oh yeah, that
for
makes
some
sense.
Reason Ricola comes into my mind.
Ricola, Baker Mayfield was on TV planting that flag. Look at Baker Mayfield.
I kind of like that.
Like Baker Mayfield.
Every time he comes to the mound, Miles
Mikolas. Yeah, I always think of that. You know, I'm with you, Corey.
I like Baker Mayfield's attitude. Bill's they're showing the more. Yeah, that Bills Mafia would love
they'd
Baker Mayfield.
More tables be
oh, my
slammed.
Goodness. Can you? Baker Mayfield go jump through a table with
I'm
them.
I'm still like, waiting to see Gabe, like, jumping from, like, an RV onto a table.
It's going to happen. Welcome to the next generation of fantasy football, the fan-controlled football league, where fans manage real teams and are rewarded for their success through the league's proprietary token. In the FCFL, fans scout players, draft rosters, hire coaches, call plays, and even help design their team logo. The FCFL will feature 8 professional teams playing 7-on-7, fast-paced indoor football. To learn more about the fan token and the FCFL, visit FCFL.io. Power to the fans. We come back on the other side, continue to talk about the St. Louis Cardinals rotation.
We'll be right back. Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
How's it going in there?
5 more minutes.
Okay, let's play a game. 2 truths, 1 lie. We're not going to be late to the party. In the time you've taken to get ready, you could have been on your way to saving a life. And I'm wearing that tie you hate.
We're not going to be late. We're 10 minutes away. You wouldn't dare wear that tie. And I can't save a life. I'm not a firefighter.
Actually, I swabbed my cheeks last week.
It takes less than a minute to get your cheek swabs. Register at DKMS.org, and you can be a superhero by helping someone out.
BSO Live.
Donald Trump said if he was there, he would have ran into the school with no weapon and confronted the gunman. Now, I know and you know that's 100% a lie. If Donald Trump was anywhere where there was anything going on, the first thing he's going to do is hide. Same man that got out of drafted 5 times. Same guy that was scared by an eagle. Donald Trump is your cousin, your uncle that just exaggerates for no reason at all.
Find the BSO Live podcast on blacksportsonline.com or on any popular podcast provider.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. It provides protection from the sun's harmful rays and can keep your patio about 20 degrees cooler. Call 800-869-4993 now and you can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 with your special $200 discount certificate. Call 800-869-4993 now for your discount certificate and you'll also get a free awning idea kit. Call 800-869-4993. That's 800-869-4993.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Fantasy Sports Today right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Glad to have you joining with us. This is the OT Hour as we go overtime. Talk about St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, speaking of the Cardinals, going to cut you off. I apologize for that. But we were just talking about Carlos Martinez, and he was scratched from start today for personal reasons.
Carlos Martinez, it's fitting that we chose to go to St. Louis Cardinals today as he was scratched from his for personal reasons. The Big Ten Network on TV right now, you see that? That's why college football, that's why the Big East is dead, because of the Big Ten Network.
We should put like 14 stickers every time it comes on.
Jake just dabbed again.
He's got that down pat.
Jake's a good dabber. This is a good move. Let's scratch out Walker, because we know Walker is washed. Not Walker. Wainwright is washed.
Wainwright.
So we don't have to worry about him. All right, Jake, what steps does Walker have to take to get this thing rolling so he can do his best for fantasy owners?
He needs to stay healthy, and then 2, he needs to be consistent. And the fact is, he puts too many people on base and then gets in trouble when that happens. If he can get that whip down more respectable, the ERA is going to come with it because he still has ability. I mean, you look at his best season, it's what got people excited. It's pretty decent numbers. It's just the fact that if he can get back to that, which might be a concern given if he's lost anything through the injuries and his setbacks. Is he going to ever be that pitcher again? I can't say for certain, but there's still potential for him, and he could actually be one of the better values this year.
That sounds good, man.
Yeah, no, especially at his current price. And like Jake said, a couple of years ago, we got everybody excited. The one thing last year, and you can say this about a lot of pitchers, the home road splits, if you look at that, you break that down. But anytime a guy's throwing, like, say, 8.5 K per nine and the walks are under 3 with a ground ball percentage, you know, circa near 50%, those are three things that are going to make people excited. He's still young, and you just, like, I think one of the key things that Jake pressed on is health.
All right, health is key for him. Now, Luke Weaver is 24 years old, Matt. He's a member of the St. Louis Cardinals. What's he doing in drafts right now? Where is he going? Is it the right value? And is he somebody that should be on my Tout Wars team? And what is he, an SP3, SP4?
He's going in like that early SP3 range. He's going like 6th, 7th round in a 15-teamer, which you'll be doing a 15-teamer on Tuesday, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I believe that.
Me and 14 other Touts.
Yes, you and 14 other Touts. You get the tournament.
Right? I am the Black Panther.
You are the Black Panther. See, look, the thing here with Weaver, I think there's a lot to maybe be excited in the future for Weaver. I'm just not sold that he's going to have this strikeout rate above 10 for the whole season. Like, I think people are looking at what he did in, you know, 50, 60 innings as a starter and trying to extrapolate. We like to use that word.
That's a word that you use a lot, man, extrapolate.
So that's where I'm going to hold off. Where I see a guy like Luis Castillo.
Like him better. You mentioned him second time. He's in my queue in one of my leagues because you keep saying his name, so I see him, like, I put him in my queue.
I like that.
There you go.
I do like that. But I think he shown last season over whatever it was, 90 innings, but he made significant tweaks to his game. So there's reasons why to be excited for that. I think Weaver has a bright future. I just don't want to pay that price for him. I'd rather take Castillo or even a Jose Barrios if I had to choose. That's for you, King.
What do you think about Luke Weaver, Jake? Do you like him or Jose Barrios?
It's actually a little bit of a toss-up for me. I think for the price, I'm taking Weaver, and that's really what it comes down to. Barrios, people are way overdrafting him, given the same inconsistent concerns that you should have with a lot of pitchers of his ilk and his background so far. People see the upside and ignore the downside. I traded him right before he fell apart for 3 straight games last year, and fortunately that worked out for me, and you would have waited a week longer, 2 weeks longer, you're not getting good value for him. It's that inconsistency, is the fact that he still struggles with. And I don't see that really changing to an enormous amount where all of a sudden he's going to be a top 20 pitcher. I like him. I would love to have him. But for the price of the two, I don't see a big disparity in their value or what they're going to bring your team. And for that reason, I'm taking Luke Weaver every time.
Out of the three, Jake, how would you rank them? Castillo, Barrios, and
Barrios.
Check the link.
Oh!
It's back and better than ever.
There you go.
I can tell you right now. I'm trying to find the last one so I could tell you. So I have Castillo 33, Weaver 39, and Barrios down at 48. I'm not a Barrios believer.
Yeah, I don't own any shares of Barrios, but I might go with him over Weaver. Maybe that's give or take different drafts. I don't own either Barrios or Weaver this season, but I do own a few shares of.
See, I have Weaver with a better ERA and a better WHIP. It's just the lack of innings is the difference.
All right, so there you go. All right, before we I'll be able to talk about this. All right, so let's figure out this bullpen situation.
Yeah, and just to say, like, Jack Flaherty is a guy that if you give
Who's
him the
Jack
opportunity.
Flaherty?
He's one of the young. I think he's like 21.
He's in the minor leagues.
Yeah, he got a little small cup of coffee last year. He's more of a control type pitcher, but you know.
And he didn't throw it at anybody.
That's a good one.
That was a good one. So yeah, I mean, like I said, there's going to be interesting arms on this team for sure. It's the Cardinals. They should be a better team this year. So now we can go to the bullpen.
Okay, now the bullpen.
Matt, you know what I should have done after that? I should have done like the Costanza. All right, I'm done.
Yeah. I'm out of here. It's over. It's over. Be back at noon.
I always wanted to use the jerk still called, and they're out of you.
That's a good one, too. All right, we're rolling this morning. We'll be here all week. All right, Luke Gregerson, right-handed, 33-year-old right-handed pitcher. His number's 44. He is the closer for the St. Louis Cardinals. Jake, is he a closer that you could say, you know what, draft him, put him in your lineup, chill. You ain't got a trip, no clothes at Carousel. You know you got them there all season long, no problems.
As of right now, yes. Gregerson's shown the ability as a reliever before. The question is, what is he going to be like as a full-time closer? And I don't think the problem is this team has been rumored of looking for other options to bring in, not as their closer, but as somebody with closer experience or somebody that could potentially, you know, if things go wrong, step in for Gregerson. So you're drafting, but it's not somebody, it's not one of the relievers I would say that you're going to say, hey, I've got this guy all season long as my closer.
Yeah, I think he has the skills. We've yeah. seen that year in, year out. It's just when given the opportunity to close games, he hasn't really been the guy to shut it down. Right now, he is the favorite. I mean, like Dominic Leone's a guy that has skills, but I don't see him getting that opportunity with this team. So
or Tyler Lyons.
Yeah, Lyons is going to be another guy. I think it's
To be honest with you, he might lose a few chances to Lyons specifically just because if you're going to get two out of three lefties in the ninth, they might bring in Lyons just for that reason. Mm-hmm.
And maybe at some point, look, Tampa Bay is just like, you know, they're doing what Miami did and like just selling everybody. So maybe Alex Colome, who a guy who had a good year last year as far as, you know, getting you to saves and stuff, but I was a little off of, and the fact that he's going to get traded, I have no shares.
All right, so Gregerson, and then, okay, so as far as if somebody take Gregerson gig, who would that person be? Nobody?
Not from the team.
Not from the team. They had to go outside. All right, and then you
maybe Leone, but that's about it. And, then we can make the comparison to Mike.
I mean, I don't think they want to go back. I mean, Bud Norris had a stretch last year where he got the saves and stuff. It was actually pretty good for a while, but he's on the team. I mean, it's just because he's, you know how coaches are, because he's done it before. So he's just a guy that I'll just float out there. I don't see it happening, though.
Plug in my computer for the battery die. Give me 1 second. All good people. And there you go. All right, that was Rotation Nation St. Louis Cardinals brought to you by Fantasy Factor. Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pools, smaller fields, and single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NHL and NBA free rolls every week. Free entry. Simply sign up and enter www.fantasyfactor.com. All right, so we got that done.
Corey, yo. I got a tweet for you.
Uh-oh.
It's on the J.R. Smith thing. Yeah. Somebody said the good news is there's only a 39.2% chance to hit him.
That's a good one. Twitter's on fire this morning. And there you go right there. We got poor J.R. Smith suspended over a soup attack on coach. Poor J.R.
Smith. Yeah, I don't think there's anything poor about J.R. Smith, though.
Yeah.
he's got a lot of millions.
Oh, yeah, J.R. Smith be all right. J.R. Smith is champion, too, now. One of LeBron James' best friends.
Oh, did you see that guy? I don't know. Maybe somewhere in Brazil. One of these stations. I saw it where he did he set the record for the longest trampoline slam dunk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went from and he was like flying out there. It was.
Did he
it
miss?
Pretty,
did he no, make
he got it?
It.
Oh, thank he got you. It. It was pretty crazy though.
I want to say if he'd have missed that, he would have needed to go to the dentist.
I wish I remembered the name of the show. It was on like one of the news before I was getting ready to watch something.
They got Duke and North Carolina must play tonight because they're showing like some of the classic moments.
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. The Cameron crazies. Oh, it's in Cameron tomorrow. All right, cool. So come get some. You know, don't care about the Blue Devils over here. You know, Maria Marino's a Blue Devil fan. She's a Duke Blue Devil fan. Can you believe that?
I knew something was wrong with her.
Yeah.
She's an Eli Manning fan. I found that out.
And she's definitely an Eli Manning. When Eli Manning got benched that Sunday, she had tears in her eyes. I was worried about her. So you got the Duke Blue Devils and North Carolina Tar Heels. They get ready to do battle. I was doing top eight at nine with Craig the other night, and we were talking about the overtime, the six overtime game between Syracuse and UConn from a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. He said that was the greatest game in Big East tournament history. And I don't think that's true. I think it's been better Big East tournament games.
Yeah,
than
I mean,
that.
I gotta go back. I mean, look, it's not a Big East tournament game. But the Big East, the best Big East game of all time will always be.
The sweater game?
No, will be Villanova Georgetown for the national championship. And it's not.
Well, yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Those are two
too.
Big East schools.
That's true, too. And then you had Pittsburgh and UConn, maybe about a decade ago, used to have some real battles between Pitt and UConn. My man coached with Pitt. Shout out to Orlando Antigua. That's my guy. He was out there in Pittsburgh for a little bit, Pitt Panthers. And then you can't remember, you don't forget Georgetown and UConn, the presidential debate with Ray Allen and Allen Iverson. That was another classic right there, too. I believe that was in the Big East tournament also. So it does some competition, not just that 6-OT game. We come back on the other side, get ready to put a bow on it, send you into the fantasy best friends forever.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive your free DVD videos and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-625-4922 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-625-4922. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-625-4922 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Fantasy Freestyle.
Sam Darnold, this was like an early shot call by your boy Speeds, the Spitting Statistician. I think Sam Darnold is going to be one of those not like true elite quarterbacks, but going to be in tier two. He's going to be a serviceable NFL veteran for the next 8 to 9 years. Sam Darnold, you're not going to go wrong. He has a pedigree. He has the skill set. Yeah, he throws some duds in there, but I think he'll be able to iron that out. Sam Darnold definitely going to be, in my opinion, a top 10 pick at the upcoming draft.
Listen live on the FNTSY Radio Network and on popular podcast providers.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
The RotoExperts.com exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package for 2018 is here and better than ever. Packed with a deluxe suite of articles from our award-winning analysts, this year's edition also features a brand new Slack channel, an improved cheat sheet generator, and our most accurate projections ever. We take you from draft day to championship week. Enter promo code FNTSY at checkout for a discount on your RotoExperts.com exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore, but I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors, so you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today. Unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe, and I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at DKMS.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
Fantasy Sports Today.
You know the great NBA writer Adrian Wojnarowski? He said that J.R. Smith tried to walk around like he's some kind of hood tough guy. He said J.R. Smith is nothing but a suburban spoiled jump shooter. That was burn right there.
That's like savage on the street.
That is savage right there.
J.R. Smith is from Freehold Township, New Jersey.
J.R. Smith faking the funk.
Playing
the
character.
But exactly.
He's like Papa Doc in 8 Mile.
Yeah.
Clarence.
Yeah.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Gold. Shout out to Drake. I don't know why. Shout out to the Six, Toronto. All the good people in Toronto. My man Gabe Morris, the Cam Stewart.
That was on the show yesterday. We were talking over under pitcher totals.
I thought I heard that. Yeah,
it was fun.
That's cool. Oh boy, fantasy football BFFs coming up next. fantasy BFFs. Excuse me, coming up next. Right here, they'll be on the radio.
They have the number one pick in the GST League.
I heard about that.
I offered them $125 for the pick.
I have to take that number one pick.
And Sussman comes back at me with $150.
Well, you know,
he's getting greedy. I love the capitalistic idea.
But you know what, well, if you do it, then FC is three of them. So,
but it works out to like $7 more a guy.
Yeah, yeah, what's $50 a fee?
That's half the entry fee.
That is, you're right. That's the entry fee right there.
I know Florio and Stanford seem pretty down with
it. They would take it today. Greg don't need no money. Greg down there in Florida chilling.
Anybody giving money?
Yeah, Greg down there in Florida chilling. He's good to go.
Money in the fireplace.
Yeah, exactly. He's like,
where's my butler? We love Sussman.
No, we do love Sussman. And his,
I am a very big fan of
elitist, the top 1%, Greg Sussman. Jake Seeley, all in, kid, what you got planned for the weekend?
Nothing special yet. I usually don't figure it out this early.
Yes, it is kind of early. I'll be here this weekend. Yeah. I got the Fantasy Football Frenzy hosting that. I'll be doing some producing, you know what I'm saying, holding it down for my man Pete Considori, making sure that he get his time. So I'll be in here all weekend grinding. Supposed to take my homegirl out for her birthday today, but this afternoon, but it's snowing real bad here in the city, so probably won't get to do that. So I ain't going to get to see Black Panther this weekend either, unless I go like Sunday night, which is I'm not going to the movie on Sunday night because there'll be a lot of people in the movie on Sunday night. So I don't know if I don't know what I'm doing this weekend. I need to start getting ready for Tout Wars. That's what I need to be doing. Be honest with you, so I don't embarrass myself on Tuesday night.
Bite into some avocados and turn the computer
off. Wow. Just don't do this, Corey. I was gonna say don't do this, Matt. I just saw Buxton go in the middle of the fourth round in this draft.
Yeah, I mean, look, like, Buxton's gonna be going.
What's the return value at that point?
I mean, he has to be amazing at that point. Yeah, see, for me, it depends on certain players. Let's take Buxton out of it because I know everybody's polarized by that. But for certain guys that I think are going to at least meet what I think they're projected for or exceed that, I'm willing to pay because I believe there is an upside with them. You can't do that with everybody because you've got to make profit on players. But, yeah, no, look, Buxton is – he's going to go anywhere from low 30s to, like, 50 at the most over these next 2 weeks.
That's just crazy to me. You know what I say, Corey, hashtag don't buy all the risk.
Don't buy all the risk. Check the link. And
eat your soup.
Buy low, eat sell your soup.
High. Buy low, sell high. Any other fantasy shit cliche that you want to throw out there. BFF's coming up next, right? So you see they got a new logo, right?
New BFF logo.
We're trying to get Florio to purchase a pendant to put on his chain. That logo, pendant of that logo to put on his chain, right?
The turnover chain?
And make it a turnover chain. And every time you have a good fantasy analysis, bam, we just slap the BFF pendant on you. You feel what I'm saying? I think it's a brilliant idea. I don't know who's going to pay for that, though.
I don't think anybody's paying for that.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. That'd be expensive because they made a lot of money on that. So shout out to everybody down there in the pit of misery. My man Chris Pavona. It's down there, the Bounty Hunter. Who else? Frankie Baby, Frank Stanfield's down there. Swagger Jack is down there. Chris Ventra, the closer's down there, the finalist.
No, he's gone. See if he can find somebody to join us on the show.
Oh, Ventra left? Oh, Lord.
He got the call. Call to the pen.
That means I
got
to stay.
You were staying anyway.
All right, we'll figure it out. It is. I want to thank everybody. Y'all have a good weekend, whatever you're doing. Enjoy yourself. Have a good time. We are out. FST. See you a little bit later on. The BFF's coming up next.